السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Welcome to حزب التحرير's English podcast. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. Section 224, USA, quote-unquote Israel, and the Middle East. Congress is currently discussing the 2027 National Defense Authorization Act, NDAA. Within a proposed law is Section 224, quote, United States-Israel Defense Technology Cooperation Initiative, end quote. This proposal would mandate deeper military technology integration between U.S. and quote-unquote Israel, including joint R&D, co-production of weapons, shared data/network integration. It needs to pass through the House Armed Services Committee, then full House, then Senate, before becoming law. Such a law would be unprecedented, as it would entail a level of military-industrial integration that the U.S. does not have with any other country, potentially joining the two militaries, quote-unquote, at the hip. We know what the U.S., quote-unquote, Israeli relationship has meant in the past. Previous agreements or partnerships have been aid-based and limited to specific systems, such as the well-known Iron Dome. The new proposed law has the potential to create an integrated defense technology partnership, which would entrench, quote-unquote, Israel inside the U.S. defense industrial base. Critics are sounding the alarm over the concern that this would give the Jewish entity leverage over America's defense priorities. But these critics are not considering the fact that while the Zionist lobby is incredibly powerful in the USA, the Jewish entity acts as the USA's proxy, ensuring that America, as the hegemon state, has a very real presence in the Middle East. The Jewish entity also strengthens America's military capabilities by giving them access to the latest defense technology, cybersecurity, AI, and other innovations. So rather than focusing on what this law would allow the Jewish entity to do, we should ask what it would actually allow America to do, or rather allow the Jewish entity to do on America's behalf. Especially when you consider the fact that the Jewish entity has been referred to as America's military base in the Middle East. This proposal will deepen the Jewish entity's reliance on American defense tech and give America increased control over their military actions. What's interesting is that this proposal will also have an impact within the USA. The concern being that it would bypass Congress's constitutional authority to declare war. It would also stop Congress from being able to reduce military support for the Jewish entity by making U.S. involvement in the Jewish entity's military actions automatic. This would concentrate power in the executive branch through mandates such as the appointment of an executive agent. This would concentrate power in an executive branch through mandates such as the appointment of an executive agent and removing the need for Senate approval for formal defense treaties. While there's been growing opposition from members of Congress for this proposal, it has received bipartisan support. This signals an acceptance of the reduction of their legislative power, so they must see this move as being critical to U.S. interests and their foreign policy decisions in the Middle East. It would certainly streamline U.S. decisions to allow them to ignore the naysayers who wish to reduce U.S. quote-unquote Israeli ties, allowing the USA to utilize advanced quote-unquote Israeli technologies, tech that has been quote-unquote battle-tested in Gaza since October 7th. This permanent structural cooperation would build on previous memorandums of understanding, MOUs, increasing the connection between U.S., quote-unquote, Israeli interests and giving the U.S. formal mechanism to influence the Jewish entity. The fact that this proposal has come around the same time as discussions about extending the Abraham Accords and asking countries like Pakistan to join them is significant. It would bind the signatories to U.S., quote-unquote, Israeli defense architecture while making them dependent on U.S. intelligence and giving the U.S. operational visibility and veto power over regional defense decisions. Senator Ernst explicitly stated the goal is to create a dynamic where, quote, someday the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia has military officers or non-commissioned officers that will be serving alongside troops in the IDF, end quote. formalizing U.S.-led military integration. We need to remember that the U.S. will always take care of their own interests. What this means is that we can see that these moves are purely in their benefit. They have made it very clear that they enjoy their role as sole hegemon and wish to become more unilateral. These agreements would allow them to achieve this by cementing their control over the center of the Middle East and giving them advantage over the countries within it and surrounding them. Through the act, the USA would control the tech that these countries rely on. This would further entrench them into the region, creating a U.S.-dominated regional security framework. Quote, "This legislation secures America's competitive edge in defense technology and reinforces our alliance with, quote-unquote, Israel, our greatest partner in the Middle East, to deter evolving global threats," end quote, said Representative Ronnie Jackson. Quote, "Under President Trump's leadership, we are ensuring that technological supremacy of our military and delivering the unmatched capabilities our warfighters need to dominate the battlefield and protect the American people," end quote. As we look at the future and the possible methods for change, we need to consider the reality that we are faced with, a reality where America is working towards increasing their control over Muslim lands with the Jewish entity's support. They are creating a situation where the rulers within these lands have a vested interest in guarding the U.S. and the Jewish entity against any threats, real or perceived. They have made it clear that they will quash any naysayers, even if it means abusing their own citizens and breaking every human rights law on the planet. And so, we need to consider that we want to achieve as we work towards it. We live in a system that isn't just flawed. It's corrupt at the very base. You can't save something that's rotten. You have to remove it and replace it with something else. We have seen what capitalism and communism has to offer. Isn't it time that we return back to Islam?
Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu la tattakhidhu al-yahuda wan-nasara awliya ba'dhum awliya ba'd wa man yatawallahum minkum fa innahu minhum إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَهْدِي الْقَوْمَ الظَّالِمِينَ.
O believers, take neither Jews nor Christians as guardians. They are guardians of each other. Whoever does so will be counted as one of them. Surely Allah does not guide the wrongdoing people. Surah Al-Ma'idah, Ayah 51. Written for the Central Media Office of Hizb al-Tahrir by Fatima Mus'ab, member of the Central Media Office of Hizb al-Tahrir. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.